Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast is entitled, The Gift of Tongues and Interpretation. So today we're going to examine the difference between tongues and interpretations and our prayer language. I want to address being filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue or language. We'll read what the Apostle Paul had to say about tongues, and we will clarify the difference between our prayer language and tongues with interpretation. So we got a lot to cover, but we know that God can sort it all out, put it together, and that you'll be blessed. So let's pray first. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your goodness, your love, your kindness, and for who you are. I pray now that you would bless this podcast, that you would guide and direct it. And the Holy Spirit, I ask you to come in and lead my thoughts, my comments, and everything that we put together. I ask for your anointing and your guidance. And I pray that you would open up the hearts and the minds of those who are listening in today, that they would receive something very special. For those who are desiring to receive the gifts of the Spirit, I pray that you would bless them and touch them. And those that want to have their prayer language or praying in the Spirit or speaking in tongues with interpretation, Lord, if those are things that are in their hearts, I pray, Lord, that you would have your perfect will in their life and do what only you can do. Thank you once again for being with us and for everything that takes place, everything that's good and perfect, Father. We know it comes from you. We pray for your blessing and we give you all the glory, all praise and honor. For we ask these things now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before we get started, I want to say this. I believe the Holy Spirit is directing me to clarify tongues with interpretation of tongues. And the topics of these two power gifts are not always covered in churches. And so I want to be very careful and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and direct our comments today. I know that some people say that the nine power gifts, including the gifts of tongues and interpretation of tongues, that they've ceased to operate. And other denominations often teach that these are Holy Spirit issues that don't really need to operate in the church. But I believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are alive and active today. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when these gifts were given to us through the Holy Spirit, they are still supposed to be active and manifest in services, in prayer times, and however the Holy Spirit wants to lead. So now we surrender to that. And I pray that you'd help us now, Father, to get this out to people, to get them to understand that everything that the Holy Spirit does is in decency and in order. And it's not an emotional experience. It's not a hype experience. It's the power of the living God, the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of each and every believer who wants to operate, wants us to operate in his gifts. But before I get into addressing the specific gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues, I think we need to explain the difference between these two power gifts and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now see, there are two types of tongues. First, tongues that bring forth our prayer language, our prayer time in the Spirit. Then there are the tongues with interpretation of tongues for a group of people, for a body of people. There is some confusion, I know, between tongues with interpretation for the body of Christ and tongues as our prayer language that edifies us. So just ask the Holy Spirit to help us for clarity. I'm sure there's people here who've been operating in the gifts of the Spirit. You've been involved in church services or Pentecostal churches or wherever it might be where these gifts are operating or your prayer groups they operate, and that's just wonderful. So just have patience with us and stay with us as we address those people who may not have a clear understanding. I really feel the Holy Spirit wants me to make sure that I take this slow so that those people who have a desire to understand what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? What does it mean to have a message of tongues come forward and an interpretation come forward? So that may be their questions, and I think we need to appeal to that. And maybe some of us who've had years of experience in these gifts and been around people who operate in these gifts, that we can have an understanding of what we went through to get our understanding of how the gifts should operate. So stay with us, and I believe God will bless you. Let me review and explain how the Word of God describes these two types of tongues. When we first become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes into us to dwell with us. Now, our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. You got to start with that, because when Jesus left, he says, when I leave, I'm going to leave you a comforter. I'm going to leave someone who's going to be your advocate. He's going to be on your side. He's going to be with you. He's going to comfort you, strengthen you, carry you, guide you, direct you. And that was the Holy Spirit that he sent down to then be with those who receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 in the New Living Translation, we read this, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself." Now, that scripture Paul's writing, he wants us to understand that this is a gift from God, and that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit then enters us, comes into us, and dwells in us. And then he says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know sometimes we don't feel too much like a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's because we're human, and that's because we make mistakes, and that's because we don't live a perfect life. But we serve the one, Jesus Christ, who lived the perfect life. The only person that's ever walked this earth in perfect form was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now his Spirit is dwelling in us, and that's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit who is living inside of us, and he's given us instructions, directions, guidance in everything that we do in our life. And so we need to yield to him and submit to him and surrender to him in every aspect of our life, including when we're seeking the gifts of the Spirit. What I just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, New Living Translation, basically is telling us that the Holy Spirit certainly comes to dwell in us. That means we call this being filled with the Spirit. We can receive what is called our prayer language, or praying in the Spirit. Now, some of you know exactly what that is, some of you do not. I've prayed with literally hundreds, maybe thousands of people over the years who want to receive what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in our heavenly language. Now, that is different from tongues interpretation. I'll get into that more in this podcast, but it's important to understand that what we're talking about today is the gift of the Holy Spirit and our personal gift to edify us and build our relationship up stronger and greater with God. Once again, we call this being filled with the Spirit. And it tells us that we can experience a prayer language, which is really praying according to God's will. Isn't that a great way to pray? Think about that. When we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit through our prayer language and we pray in the Spirit, we are praying the divine will of God, directly communicating with God, and it's being led by the Holy Spirit. This gift edifies our spirit. See, I believe that every believer can receive a prayer language or praying in the Spirit. It's an uplifting experience. It's one that draws us closer to God. It's an experience that is so filled with peace. It's not traumatic. It's not weird. It's not unusual. You know, we got to understand the Spirit of God is moving us in us in a special way in order to help us to communicate with our spirit to God's Spirit. And that is the beauty of it. And that's what I really want you to get out of this lesson. We're going to talk about tongues, interpretation of tongues, but I want to surely understand that the gift of being filled with the Holy Spirit and having our praying in the Spirit is just a powerful experience. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, I pray that you would encourage other peoples to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you in the same manner. See, the gift of tongues as our prayer language strengthens our walk with God. Our prayer language is between us and God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 2, we read this, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." So he's speaking things that God wants us to speak, and the Holy Spirit is guiding us and directing our prayer time. In scriptures, we read that we can and we should and we must absolutely pray in our prayer language as often as the Holy Spirit leads us. Now, as long as we are around Christians who understand what a prayer language is, it's fine to pray in the Spirit. We should feel free to pray in the Spirit. Personally, I pray in the Spirit at various times throughout the day. I might be driving, I might be by myself, but I'm not going to pray in the Spirit in that heavenly language out loud and be in a grocery store to where people are wondering what in the world is wrong with this person. And Paul talks about that. The Apostle Paul warns us to be careful when we pray, that we need people around us that understand. And that's very, very important. I also pray during the worship time at church. Now, pray in the Spirit, or when I'm with those who are praying in the Spirit, when I'm in a prayer group and the people there understand how the Spirit operates and they pray in the Spirit. I've been around prayer groups of 10 or 15 or 20 people, and everybody's praying in the Spirit. There's no interpretation for that, because we're praying in direct communication with God. It's a beautiful part of our Christian walk. Now we can look at the two of the 9 power gifts of the Holy Spirit, and these gifts are tongues and interpretation of tongues. Now, these are different than praying in the Spirit or our heavenly prayer language. You see, the introduction to the nine power gifts is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. Let me read it to you. This is kind of the opening instructions that the gifts are coming. This is kind of an announcement of what's going to happen. It's like when I open up a podcast and I give you kind of the highlights of what I want to cover in a particular podcast. It's kind of the beginning. It's the announcement. I call it the introduction to all of the gifts and all the power gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. The Apostle Paul wrote this. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Here's what he says. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Matter of fact, all the gifts, it's what it's saying is that all the power gifts, all nine of them, are given so that others will be blessed. We'll be blessed, but also others will be blessed. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, and I'll read that a little later on in the podcast today, we can read about the nine power gifts that include tongues and interpretation of tongues. But the beginning instructions that Paul gives us is that the manifestation of the Spirit, it's only by the Spirit is how this comes forward, is given to each one to benefit other people, for the profit of other people. So we want to get that down first to be understand why in the world do we even do this and why in the world does God want to fill us with His power and the Holy Spirit. Now, the person speaking in the gift of tongues may be speaking at a small group or a very large group. This gift requires someone to interpret the tongue to edify the group gathered together. Now, both of these gifts, tongues and interpretations, are words to edify believers. It's to help believers. It's to encourage believers. It's to lift up other believers. The interpretation may come from the person giving the tongue, or another person will receive the interpretation. The interpretation will be in a language familiar to those gathering in that place. So what that means is if someone's praying in the Spirit and there's an interpretation, the interpretation will come in English so that the people are there. Or if they all speak Spanish, it'll come in Spanish. Or if they all speak Taiwanese, then it will be the same way. And so we've got to understand the Spirit of God. Certainly He understands all the languages. God's the one that allowed all the languages to take place on this earth. So with this type of teaching, I can't stress enough how important it is for you to read what the Apostle Paul has to say in the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 12 and chapter 13 and chapter 14. Because there's a lot of little details and things we could talk about, but I don't really feel that it's necessary for me to talk about every single tiny detail and take 50 messages dealing on just the nine gifts of the Spirit. So it's important that all of you, myself included, because I read this all the time when I'm preparing for these and want to teach on them, that we understand 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14, because the Apostle Paul is trying to help the church in Corinth. The church of Corinth had a lot of problems. They had an awful lot of problems. And they were doing things improperly. They were praying to the wrong people. They were praying through the wrong people. They just were completely out of whack. They're all messed up. And he came in there to instruct them and give them guidance and direction. And it's amazing to think that over 2,000 years later, we can still pull up that Bible that was written so many years ago when the Apostle Paul received from the Holy Spirit the words that we're reading here, to give us instructions on how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, how to operate in tongues and interpretation of tongues. Now, I've had a couple of experiences in my life that have been absolutely wonderful and powerful when it comes to tongues and interpretation and praying in the Spirit. It's been glorious. I've also had some that were a little confusing because when I first became a Christian, we would go to a prayer group and people would be praying in tongues and there would be an interpretation. I didn't even know what tongues meant. I didn't know what interpretation meant, and nobody explained it to me. So it's important that we understand the group that we're gathering with, and they understand they're people of like faith. If you go to a prayer meeting and you've been filled with the Holy Spirit and there's a group of people praying and they're praying in the Spirit, not with tongues and interpretation, but they're praying in the Spirit in their heavenly prayer language, then you will be comfortable. You don't need to hear what they're saying. You won't understand it anyways. They don't need to hear what you're saying because we're focused on communicating with God according to His divine will. It's a beautiful experience, and if you've never experienced it, you might want to talk to somebody who has been filled with or is filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other languages. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not saved if you don't speak in other languages, and I've heard people make that statement that says, well, you know, unless you're praying in the Spirit in your heavenly prayer language, you're probably not saved. That's just not true. Period. It's not true. The thief on the cross was saved, when he was up on the cross next to Jesus, and he basically confessed that he was a sinner, he deserved to be there, and he also confessed his faith in Jesus, who Jesus was, and Jesus looked at him and said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Now that man didn't have the opportunity to pray in the Spirit. He didn't have the opportunity to understand what tongues interpretation were. He didn't have the understanding, have a chance to understand what tithing was or what various type of training classes were. All he did was surrender his life to Jesus Christ. And Jesus took him into heaven, and he's spending eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ. So remember, don't let anybody tell you that you can't be a good, solid Christian unless you have these gifts operating in your life. I pray that you would all receive some of these gifts. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who decides who gets what gifts. But I pray that you would all operate in the gifts of the Spirit and whatever gift the Holy Spirit gives you, and that all of us would be able to pray in the Spirit, because it lifts our spirit, it edifies us, and we're praying according to God's perfect will for us. All right, let me ask a couple questions as we move along through this podcast. You may ask this question: why do we need these gifts? Now, that's an interesting question. Why do we need these gifts? Well, with our prayer language, we are blessed to speak directly to God. You see, we believe the Holy Spirit is leading the words that we speak. This draws us closer to God. It draws Christians closer to Him. And it gives us a stronger reliance upon God to meet our needs. You see, our prayer language will extend our prayers when we run out of words to say. Now, I know I've talked about that in other podcasts a little bit, but let me just share on that for a moment. When I first became a Christian, got saved, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I would pray, and my prayers would last, 10 seconds or 15 seconds. And then I read the Word of God, and I saw where it talked about how I should pray, like the Bible taught me that we should pray to the Father. We should pray, Heavenly Father, we ask a question, something we ask, and we close our prayer with, "In Jesus' name we pray." I started to learn that, so my prayers got a little bit longer, and I heard other people pray, so I thought, well, that's a good way to pray, and I read Paul's instructions, and so all that was great, but that was all being done just in my own understanding. And then one day, when my wife was praying that I'd get filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence and speaking in other tongues in my prayer language, I woke up in the middle of the night and I walked out into the family room and I said, "Lord, I want all that you've got, whatever you have for me. I don't understand this prayer language thing. I don't understand praying in the Spirit, but I want it. If it's of you, I want it." And so I sat there in the family room and I started praying in English, and then all of a sudden my English turned into a language that I didn't know. But all of a sudden, I just felt this incredible presence of the Holy Spirit. I felt God was just filling that room with His power and glory. And I started to pray, and I was on the floor and I was praying very peacefully, but I went on and on. And then when I finished that prayer time, I looked at the clock and I had been there for like 3 or 4 hours. Praying nonstop in the Spirit. And when I went back to bed, I realized, my goodness, can I expand my prayer time? I can really expand it to be unlimited if I can pray in the Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit filled me. And since then, it's something that's a very important part of my life, especially kind of when I'm by myself and I'm driving or I'm thinking about something or I'm reading something. And I just pray in the Spirit for just a few moments. And it's just an uplifting experience, something that blesses me. And it extends my prayer time, because I'll have my list of prayers. Like every morning, I have a pretty long list of people that I pray for. People ask us to pray for them in the church. And I ask the Lord to heal them or bless them or strengthen them or encourage them or whatever the need might be. But I run out of things. And then at the end of that time, many times, the Holy Spirit will lead me into a different level of prayer, a different type of prayer, a prayer that's just so powerful and filled with faith. And it's praying in the Spirit, in that wonderful heavenly prayer language that was a gift from God. So I really want you to understand that's one of the reasons that we need that particular gift. Now, the two power gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, are needed to strengthen the body of Christ, the whole body of Christ, or those gathered together hearing a message from God. They'll understand. God speaks through someone to bless others. Now, in both from our prayer language, which just edifies ourselves, or tongues and interpretation with people speaking in a church service or a prayer meeting, there will be edification of the group through the Holy Spirit to God. Both of these require a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. They're not worked up, they're not conjured up, they're not simply rallied up, they're not hyped up. They really require a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, if you've been praying in the Spirit before and you've stopped doing it, I encourage you to go back. Find at least some time during the day and get a quiet moment and pray in the Spirit. and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in the prayers that we all need to pray. I hope that that's been a blessing for you. Now, I cannot close out this podcast without reading this scripture that I mentioned to you earlier in the podcast that's vital to understanding the whole series that we're on here dealing with the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and the nine power gifts of the Holy Spirit. So let me get that out right now. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. So stay with me and listen very carefully now after we've had this discussion, and let's just see what the Holy Spirit teaches us. Once again, this is the Apostle Paul teaching the church in Corinth, giving them instructions on spiritual gifts. It's found in verse number 7 here. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. We'll be covering that shortly. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge, and we'll cover that. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. And then verse 11, it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this teaching. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I pray now that you would bless those who've listened in today. And I hope that this session has been a benefit, a blessing to those people who maybe are been filled with the Holy Spirit, understand the gifts of the Spirit. And for those who maybe have just a lot of questions and don't understand what it's all about, but use it, Father, for your glory. And I pray for those who are seeking their prayer language, I pray the Holy Spirit would fill them with that heavenly language to pray in the Spirit. And for those who are desiring to understand the operation of the gifts of tongues and interpretation, that you will get them around people that understand the proper teaching. And if they can't get around people who understand it, then I pray they would go to your word and read it in those 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14. They would seek your word, Father, for instruction and guidance. Thank you once again for bringing this podcast together. I'll be careful to give you praise and glory and give you all the honor for it. We ask these things now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I sure hope that this has been a blessing to you. I have thoroughly enjoyed doing this podcast, especially anytime we talk about the Holy Spirit. It's extra special. It's just how I feel. And I know the Lord has blessed me with gifts of the Spirit, which I just give Him all glory and praise for. But if you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, because we do more than just talk about these spiritual gifts, the Quality Christian Living podcast is designed to give Christians a better teaching and understanding about how to live a stronger, more quality life. Give a life that Jesus referred to as abundant life. And so you can go to my webpage to understand more about this podcast. You can go to davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, you'll see a list on the front page. It'll pop up a link on the front page to all the podcasts that we've done. Now, this has been podcast number 331. And you can tell then we've done a lot of podcasts. And so with that, there's an opportunity for you to receive instructions on various topics dealing with finances, dealing with miracles, dealing with faith, a lot of subject matter that we've talked about. So I hope they'll be a blessing to you. They're all available to you, and there's no charge, obviously, to do that. And if you'd like to know more once again about me as an individual on that same webpage, you can go scroll down and see a list of books that I've written. They're on there right now. Some have to do with finances, others have to do with how to help veterans dealing with issues they've dealt with, because I was a veteran in the United States Army. Other topics about faith and topics about generosity and just to experience really a greater quality life. So with that, I hope that's a blessing to you. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. Well, the next podcast is entitled The Gifts of Prophecy and Faith. I'm kind of want to put those together, and we'll see how the Holy Spirit guides that. We're going to get into teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of prophecy. We'll also deal with the power of having great faith. We will see why the Apostle Paul said, "I wish all could prophesy." He says also here that he wants us to grow in the Spirit. We're going to talk about what that means. Can anyone receive the gifts of prophecy and faith is what we're going to cover. And we'll clarify the benefits of prophecy prophecy? And what is the purpose of the gift of prophecy? And how can we have great faith? It didn't just say, when I read that scripture earlier, that we can have faith. It says to have great faith. The Holy Spirit wants us to have great faith. So we're going to touch on that as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides and directs us. So once again, I hope this has been a blessing to you. This podcast program that the Lord placed on my heart 4 years ago was something I never thought about doing. I really wasn't sure whether it's something that I would be able to do on a weekly basis, but I thank the Lord only through His strength and power that we haven't missed a single week now in 4 years, and I know that God is to be glorified in that and that He receive all glory and honor and praise for it. Well, continue to stay with us because we're going to be addressing the remaining 9 power gifts of the Holy Spirit in upcoming podcasts, and I know that the Holy Spirit's given me some really interesting thoughts and things to share with you, so I'm anxious and excited to share those with you so that the power of the Holy Spirit will operate greater and stronger in us than we ever thought was possible. I want to thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, I'd like to ask you to take a moment to rate and review the podcast. You know, it really helps us reach more people that way. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Charisma Podcast Network, or give us a star rating on Spotify. However you choose to support us, we would appreciate it and want to thank you in advance for that. So let me just close this out by giving you a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, I pray that God will richly bless you. May you receive the power of the Holy Spirit in a greater way than you've ever imagined or thought. And may you receive what God intended for you, for your walk with Him. And that the Holy Spirit would give you the gifts that He's planned for your life. And you'll be able to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living Podcast. I'm your host, David Friend. This has been podcast number 331, where we spoke about the gifts of a prayer language and of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Once again, may God richly bless you, and thank you for listening to Quality Christian Living.